The editor-in-chief of the Daily Searchlight newspaper, Ken Krache, and a member of the NDC communications team, Stephen Atubiga, have been jailed by the Supreme Court for contempt. The court found them guilty of criminal contempt following some comments they made concerning the ongoing presidential election petition. Mr. Krache received 10 days, while Mr. Atubiga got 3 days. The summons against the third accused, the Ashanti Regional Youth Organizer of the NDC, Kweku Buahin, was dismissed. Bubukli Nogo reports that the mood in the courtroom became charged after the judgment was delivered.
Mr. Stephen Atubiga, who is a member of the NDC communication team and one-time aspiring member of parliament for Binduri, expressed deep regret at his comments, which he described as irresponsible. He apologized profusely and pleaded with the court to temper justice with mercy.
My Lord, I apologize for my irresponsible statements. I should have been a little bit careful and picked and chosen my words very carefully. I humbly apologize, and I think it will not happen again. If I'm given the chance to walk any platform that I get, Your Honor, I will make sure that I will first start, my lords, by sensitizing the NDC people and Ghanaians as a whole. We should respect the verdict of the court, and any verdict that is being given, so be it. So I'm sorry. And just for the record, my lords, I started apologizing way before I even got the summon. I am responsible for my action. It was irresponsible of me.
I want to find out what you said. The people out there want to hear what you said.
My lords, I pray to God that those words should never come out of my mouth anymore.
Some of you, the politicians, you think you are too clever and very stubborn. I'm talking very frankly. Some of you feel that you are courting executive power, and that's paramount over all other powers. You can do what you want and get away with it. The impression we are getting. But the state has three arms of government, and we are here vested with that authority to oversee the actions of everybody and the other two. Some feel that the executive wing is the most potent, and therefore the others, you don't have to take them seriously. These slangs you are speaking, where did you learn them from?
My lord, I'm just a poor boy from Binduri.
So you learned the slangs from your poor... Have you been out there to the Western world? You've sergeant there?
My lord, I've lived in the United States for 14 years, my lord.
This is what I suspect, because these slangs are from there. In the United States, you know the law works irrespective of anybody?
Yes, my lord.
And you come back here with that experience, instead of trying to help build your country in a better way, you just put it aside and put on some airs, not caring about the welfare of the nation.
I'm sorry, my lord. I apologize.
From the publication, you wanted to be a member of parliament for Binduri. So this is the kind of leadership you are coming into, leadership position in this country, and we should sit here and allow that. And as a result of your stirrings, when clashes erupt, none of you or your children or anybody from your family is affected. The ordinary poor people die, lose their properties. You don't care. We will care on their behalf.
Once again, lead lawyers for all the sides pleaded on his behalf. The lawyers had earlier issued a statement where they pledged to uphold the dignity and sanctity of the court and promised not to countenance any disrespect towards the court. On the other hand, the Ashanti Regional Youth Organizer of the NDC, Kweku Buahin, denied making any such comments as published by the newspaper. He produced a copy of a rejoinder published by the news statement apologizing to him. When he took his turn, the editor-in-chief of the Daily Searchlight newspaper, Ken Krache, defended his comments and showed no remorse. His lead counsel, Atanche, also appeared to be defending his comments.
I've been served with this summons.
Yes, my lord.
You understand its contents?
I understand the contents, my lord.
May it please my lords.
Yes.
I appear for Ken Krache. With me are my learned friends, Yao Owusu Adu and Kofi Buache. My lord, we have few words to say. And what is happening is for the consumption of the whole country. Because, my lord, this is the first time that the proceedings of this honorable court have been heard even in the bedrooms of the citizens of this country. And the citizens are feeding on what is happening here. My lord, commentaries will abound. It's very natural. Indeed, if there were no commentaries, then we are having a cemetery experience. So, my Lord, what has happened is that our craving indulgence to have a very elastic heart in trying to understand where my client is coming from, because some lawyers are very confused as to the distinction between reportage, factual accuracy, and commentary. So, my Lord, he posed a question that there is a necessity for this Supreme Court to come out with guidelines. My Lord, that is my understanding of the entire thing that he wrote.
No, but it says the loose talkers the Supreme Court did not hear.
Yes.
Is that not suggestive of the fact that we are doing selective justice and that we heard some people and that we didn't hear some people?
My Lord, it's suggestive of the fact that you are being overburdened with commentaries you will never hear. No more.
Mr. Tatia.
Yes, my Lord.
I want to understand your position. Are you trying to justify what he said or what?
My Lord, far from it. I'm trying to explain.
Mr. Crunchy raised some technical issues regarding the summons issued to him.
Well, my Lord, first and foremost, very, very respectfully to your lordships, I would like clarity on whether what was read to me, I don't know if it is a charge sheet. I really don't know. Very respectfully, your lordships.
You've been in this court. You've seen what others have done. We're not saying admitting it, but clearly from what has gone on in respect of the other two, I mean, I don't see what problem you have.
My Lord, I have the very greatest of respect for this court. The fact of the matter is that if I run into problems anywhere in this country, my only option for defense, for protection, for comfort is to come to the court. But my lordships, in this specific case, your lordships have given the very wonderful ruling that this matter be telecast into every home. As I speak, millions of people are watching me.
He asked you a specific question. Something is attributed to you publication. Please, don't create the impression that you are taking a technical point against the mode of the court's conduct this morning, the proceedings. Is that what you want to say? We are proceeding illegally.
With the greatest of respect.
Did you write what is attributed to you?
Yes, my Lord, with respect.
And are you aware that it's tended to bring the administration of justice into disrepute?
My Lord, I can only serve to explain myself. And I think I ought to be given that opportunity.
Do you know what disrespecting the authority of the court means?
My Lord, respectfully, I do not intend any disrespect.
No, I think you are just trying to take us for a ride. If you want to be a hero, yeah, you can be a hero.
Well, thank you very much. Most respectfully, my Lord, our publication was intended to clarify what we thought was a major problem in our society presently. However, if our commentary and write-up has caused any embarrassment to the members of the panel in any personal capacity, we deeply apologize.
Your statement should not be predicated on if. You either make a clean breath or you just leave us because you think that maybe you are right and we are wrong. So state it and leave out the if.
My Lord, if my comments are...
No.
Well, my Lord, if the comments are...
The court then rose into the chamber and returned to deliver its ruling. Presiding Judge Justice William Atuguba read that in view of the fact that Mr. Atubiga showed remorse and already apologized, by considering the severity of his comments, he has been found guilty of criminal contempt and therefore sentenced to 3 days in jail. On the other hand, Mr. Crunchy did not show remorse and attempted to defend his comment and therefore received a lengthier sentence of 10 days in jail. When Radio Ghana spoke to some journalists around, they expressed regret at the posturing of Mr. Crunchy. They were all unanimous that had he shown remorse and apologized, the court would have set both of them free.
Bubukli Nogo reporting.
A senior lawyer and former president of the Ghana Bar Association, Sam Okujeto, has endorsed the action of the Supreme Court in sentencing the editor of the Daily Searchlight, Ken Crunchy, to 10 days in jail, and a member of the NDC communications team, Stephen Atubiga, to 3 days for criminal contempt. He told Radio Ghana's Agatha Samoan behind the news that the Supreme Court has accommodated the indecent language about the election petition hearing for far too long.
Well, Well, this has been going on for quite a long, long time, and I believe that it is time that the courts put their foot down and let the media and all those commentators who completely misconstrue the concept of freedom of speech, thinking that, I mean, you can say anything you like because that is freedom of speech. We need to appreciate that freedom, every freedom has its own limitations. Your rights can affect my rights, and there has to be a middle course one way or the other. And the courts are there in order to be institutions for the administration of justice. And when people malign the court, malign the judges, attack them, and sometimes deliberately misreport processes and proceedings that take place in the court, I think it is high time the court puts its foot down. I think today is a historic day because this has happened, and I'm very happy about it.
In effect, you believe that the sentences are a fair reflection of their misdeeds?
No. Let's not misconstrue that. The sentence is nominal. It has nothing to do with it at all. They could have given them a longer term if they like, but that is not the issue. The issue is simply that they wanted to establish for the general public to appreciate that cannot take the law into your own hands and just malign court judges and think you can get away with it. I think that's the principle I think they tried to establish.
Well, with particular reference to Ken Kranche, the editor of the satellite newspaper, would you say his approach before the court was not the best and could have straight away apologized to let sleeping dogs lie?
Yes, I followed the proceedings, and I think he's questioning the court rather than being apologetic. I think that really exasperated the situation, and I think you can see the reason why he was given such a longer term. The other person's offense is to me quite serious, but you see his own realization of that he's done. He's went beyond bounds and was apologetic from the very beginning, and I think this may account for the reason why he was given a lesser sentence.
But would you say the court is on a mission to sanitize the airwaves and regulate unguarded statements, or as some say, it is stifling the right to freedom of speech?
Oh no, the court can never stifle freedom of speech. The court is there to uphold the freedom of speech, and I think people should stop that kind of allegation, because it does not even go well for the system for people to assume that a court of justice will stifle the freedom of speech. Far, far from it. What has been going on since this case in court is that people do not seem to appreciate the gravamen of the important role the court is playing.
A senior lawyer and former president of the Ghana Bar Association, Sam Okujeto.
Meanwhile, the president of the GJA, Roland Afolmoni, says though the association solidarizes with Ken Kranche, his imprisonment for 10 days should be a lesson to all. He has therefore called on media practitioners to exercise the highest degree of circumspection in their reportage. He spoke to Agatha Samuel on Behind the News.
Indeed, the word "sad" has been tossed around medium times as a result of the jail sentence imposed on Ken Kranche. Ken is one of our own, and in this critical time, we will never turn our back on him. But at the same time, we need to reinforce the point that even though we enjoyed all the latitude and space as guaranteed by Article 162 of the 1992 Constitution, we need to remind ourselves that the media landscape is also littered with a lot of legal portals and legal landmines on which we must not, under all circumstances, step. Otherwise, we'll be forced to taste the biting edge of the law.
But if you monitored what went on, would you say Mr. Kranche's poster was the best?
I don't think it's appropriate to interrogate proceedings in court or the ruling by the Supreme Court. I think we need to reconcile ourselves with the verdict pronounced by the Supreme Court that Ken should be confined to the walls of prison for the next 10 days, and then look at the lessons which ripple far and far beyond the media landscape and indeed across the entire political spectrum.
And you were talking about solidarizing with a colleague. What specifically would DJ do in that regard?
So the prayer said that it's invaded impossible. So we, at this time, we offer tons of prayer to Ken, and then wish that he will come back, you know, to continue from where he left off. Ken is a media celebrity and will not turn our back on him at this point. But at the same time, this is not to condone what the Supreme Court found objectionable in his publication. We, ours is a responsible media, and believe that the GJ is not only the umbrella body of journalists in this country, but also an institutional embodiment of professional standards. So we need to model the way our professional standards are concerned for all others to follow, and will not allow this country to descend into chaos. We come from a position that free media is a touchstone of democracy. We should not do anything which will imperil our democracy or dent the reputation we have won for ourselves over the years.
But some say the DJA was expected to have been seen backing Ken strongly in this matter, but why didn't we see this?
The DJA backs what is professionally defensible. From the very outset of this case, we did sound a note of caution to our members that in view of the hypersensitive nature of this case, please, we should make sure that we do not cross as that the top line.
President of GJA, Roland Afolmoni.